something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Some people thought that if the song is slow, that's worship. If the song is fast, that's praise. Not even considering the wordings of the song. For example, when you come here to get married, the vows we say here. Now, a lot of churches have used the same material. They've gotten our materials around the world, and they're using the same material now. But before most of them realized it, they were saying the wrong thing. Now, the very first wedding I was going to conduct was when I made the change. I wanted to conduct the wedding, but before then, years before, I had said something was wrong with the vows that a lot of people make. Do you take this woman to be your wife, to have and to hold, in sickness and in health, in poverty and in wealth, till death do you part? They say, yes, I do. Then turn to her and say this to her. Then you go. In sickness and in health, in poverty and in wealth, till death do us part. I say, you signed. See, you, if you were wealthy before you got married, now you both signed for sickness and what? Health. Poverty and both mixed together. So when you have ups and downs in life, don't quarrel with God. You signed for it when you got married. But a lot of people don't understand how powerful that thing is. And so from the very first wedding I was going to conduct here, I drew up a new set of vows. But I was to conduct the wedding in an Anglican church. And so when the minister saw it, they said, no way. They're not going to use it. This is strange. And they wanted to explain why they have the sickness and health, poverty and wealth, why it has to be so. Well, my point was, did God say so? Just because you have said it since your great-great-grandfather got married, doesn't make it right. If a lie has been in office for 20 years, does it become true? No. If it's a lie, it's a lie. So, they said they would not accept it. And the couple getting married insisted that I would do the joining. After a whole lot of talk, they said, okay, they want to hold a meeting with them. So they came for a meeting. And they said, here is what they will do. Your pastor can come and pray. We will handle the joining and the preaching. Let him just pray. They said, no, we want him to handle the joining. Then they asked the priest a question. What is wrong with this new one that the pastor is bringing? What is wrong with it? So that when we go back to him, we will tell him what is wrong with it. They couldn't find what was wrong. The one I drew up, which is what you use here. They couldn't find what was wrong with it because nothing was wrong. The man said, okay, you can tell him to come. So I came. And I, when it was time for the joining, I stepped forward and I read the new kind of vows in an Anglican church. And so now they use it in many places around the world. Don't sign for something that God does not want you to keep. Someone says, but is he saying that when people get married, what they mean is whether it is trouble or whether it is good, they will be inside together. That's not the point. Why don't you say, oh Lord, I thank you for my life. In poverty and in riches, in sickness and in health, I glorify your name. Do you know some people pray that prayer today? They do. They say, how can we always expect good from God? We should always expect things to go bad sometimes. And when they say it as though they heard from God. Those of us who believe in prosperity of the Christian, we didn't say that every time you have money in your hands. We didn't say so. What we said was that whether there is money there or it is not there, it doesn't change your condition spiritually. And that it should not change your testimony of God, because man is a spirit. And his life is not dependent on circumstances. So whether he has the money or does not have the money, money is a tool. If what I want it, I will get it. If my money is not enough to buy it, I will get it free. That's what we said. Because God didn't say, except you have the money, I have not blessed you. He said, all things are yours. So what is important? Our purchasing power is not money. It's faith. Did you get what I said? So I must prosper irrespective of naira, dollar, sterling, euro, whatever it is. I'm what God says I am. The same thing with health and sickness. It doesn't matter that I'm feeling headaches. It doesn't matter that I'm throwing up because of stomach problem. It doesn't matter that my whole body is hot. In spite of all that, I will still maintain I got the life of God in me. I got the life of God in me. Why? Man is a spirit. You see, Christianity was called the Great Confession. Did you know that? Christianity is a confession. And it's a confession of the Word of God. Christianity is... can I explain? I'm almost speaking in tongues. I've got the Word in here. Here's the point. Our walk with God is walking in consistency with His Word. When God says it, I say it. Confession means speaking the same thing in consent. That's the word homologia, the noun. Speaking the same thing with God in consent. That means in agreement with Him. If God has said so, then I'm supposed to say the same thing that God has said in agreement with Him. That's walking with God. You see that? He said it for you to hear it so you can say it. So I refuse to say something that God didn't say. When God came in the garden and said, Adam, where are you? And Adam said, I heard your voice and I hid myself because I was naked. God said, who told you you're naked? Have you eaten what I told you not to eat? That is it. So when you say something different from what God has said, He will ask you, who told you are sick? Have you been eating some spiritual food? That means a word from someone else instead of from Him. God has said, by whose stripes ye were healed. Ye were. issue about your health condition was settled at the cross. Before Jesus went to hell and came out of the grave, when he came out of the grave, he gave you a new life that is absolutely victorious over sickness, disease, and infirmity. Now your body is the living tabernacle of Christ, the living temple of the Holy Spirit. If you found a growth on your body, you don't need to ask him to heal it. If you found a problem in your heart, you don't need to call upon God to do something. What you say is, this is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I refuse to accommodate heart trouble. I refuse to accommodate it. Peter said, by whose stripes ye were healed. He didn't say by whose stripes ye are healed. Ye were. Ye were healed. If ye were healed, you don't need healing. Come on here. Are you in this place? We're talking Christianity. Our life is a celebration of his name. It is a celebration of his name. That's why he gave us the power of attorney to use his name. And the Bible says, whatsoever you do in word or deeds, do it in the name of Jesus. So your life should be a celebration of his name. Let me tell you something. If you live like this, you'll be amazed at what will happen to your job, your finances, your family. Be consistent. Sometimes we allow fear to come to us. While we're trying to stand in faith, fear comes. And then we cower under that fear. No, don't give up. Don't give up. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. Maintain your confession. Don't give up. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Trouble comes from everywhere, but in the midst of the trouble, you remain untouchable.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.